Big thanks to PayPal for supporting the morning stream. PayPal is awarding three businesses they think have major potential with $10,000 and a makeover from one of their partners. Visit paypal.com/TMS to learn more. That's paypal.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, turns out you can have an eye full of contacts.
North Korea searches for basic things.
Meat on the roof.
I married my hooker.
And ironically, R. Kelly back in the news.
Unrelated, Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Cheerios offers you this package of dentine because dentine is specially made to help keep teeth clean and white. So chew it regularly for a healthier mouth. So ask Mother to get that special package of Cheerios and look right inside for your 5-cent package of dentine gum.
Could be better.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. A little dabble, do ya?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hello, Brian Ibbett.
Hello, Scott Johnson. How are you?
I'm fine. It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2017.
It is. It is all of that. All of those things you said are true.
Yeah. It feels like Nerdtacular was yesterday, yet it was 19 days ago or so. It was a long time
ago. That's right. Yeah. Somebody pointed out, remember how we were talking about palindromic days?
Yeah.
Every day this week, like basically from the 11th through the 19th. This is the last day of the palindrome. So, you know, 7, 19, 17.
Oh, right.
We've had palindromes ever since July 11th.
But doesn't it go... I thought that only worked on the 17th, so that it went 0...
No, because it doesn't matter what that center number is. The center number of the five digits doesn't have a reflective...
It doesn't
count. One of the palindrome.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that's interesting. And that won't happen again until 100 years or something from now.
No, next year we'll have 7. Oh. We'll have 8, 8, 11, 18, 8, 12, 18.
What I meant was 365 days or so from now is what I meant. Not years.
Yes. Yes, yeah. You are correct. Yeah. In that case.
Nailed it. Hey, what's up, everybody out there listening? We hope you're having a decent Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And you know what that means. It means time for us to have a show. I wanted to, before we did anything else or got too far in this thing, Andrew Pearl is a dude who walked up to us and found us at Nerdtacular.
He scared me when he walked up to me.
Yep, freaked you out.
Well, because he said, I have some notes. I have some notes for you. Yeah. And it was right after the first two All-Stars games.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, you know what's...
You thought he had all these corrections or something. Yeah, that's really funny. I didn't know about that. That's really good. No, you did nothing wrong, it turns out. He was just trying to track us down, gave us these letters. I'm not going to go into detail what the letters were or anything, but I just want to say that guy's awesome, and it was one of the nicest things that came out of that event for me.
Absolutely.
So it was really cool, man. So thank you, Andrew Pearl. I wanted to give him a little shout out at the top of the show.
For sure. Yeah, super cool. And despite my initial fear,
dude,
thank you for giving me a good scare, really.
Yeah. And Brian had extra pants. He went and changed.
Exactly. Fine. I've always got extra pants. I know after Nerdtacular 2015, you should always have extra pants.
Always have extra pants.
Always.
Did you see those pictures? Somebody was floating around these pictures of Buzz Aldrin. In like some kind of wacky suit. Yeah, and they were all usually pointed at you because they were all thinking you should buy it because you like wearing wacky suits when you do the All-Stars. And then, so first of all, I don't know what Buzz Aldrin's doing. That's weird. Second of all, that's great and all, but if we unlock this monthly game show thing.
Yes.
Are you required to wear weird stuff even though it's mostly audio and mostly, you know, webcams and things? Like,
wow, that is a really good point. I think I should be required to do that, right? I mean, I think that
well, a hat at the least, right? Gotta go.
There's certainly a hat. Oh yeah, because that's true. I mean, we're gonna do live video cam. No, I'll totally wear the Riddler jacket and the bowler hat anytime we do the Frog Pants trivia show.
Love it. All right, you heard it here first.
And that's the name we gave it last time. So we'll just continue using that name. The Frog Pants Trivia Show.
Yeah, the Frog Pants Trivia Show with your host, Brian. I think that's fine. That sounds like a great name. In fact, I don't see any. Listen, Daily Tech News Show. Tom could tell you. Sometimes right. Just what your show is the best possible name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And when he went and looked for that, by the way, on to find a domain, Daily Tech News Show was not taken. That blew my mind. You'd think that would be one that would be
I would have
gone.
Expected that. Yeah, no kidding.
DailyTechNewsShow.com, everybody.
Well, whatever. You know, that's sometimes the easiest solution is the best.
Yep. I agree. Occam's Razor, they call that.
I think so. That's right.
I got I'm covered in mosquito bites.
Ew. Okay.
I don't know what happened or how they got here. All I can tell you is this. There was about a 20-minute or so period yesterday. Was it yesterday? Or maybe my birthday. I don't remember. But one of those days where it was my birthday. It was Monday.
Okay.
Where I sat in a hammock for about 20, 25 minutes and kind of dozed off.
Okay.
I think it happened then. I think they swarmed me and they said, Flesh Man, get him. Go, go, go. And all the mosquitoes came. None of them had Zika, as best I can tell. But I've got mosquitoes.
Oh, you won't know for years, Scott.
That's true. Very good point. I have a couple of them on my feet, of all places. I've got one on the back of my knee that makes me want to die. It's horrible because it itches worse than any of them, but if I touch it, it hurts. Like, they're all over me. Oh, and it's all my legs. No arms, no head, no face, no neck, none of that. Just my legs.
Well, here's what's super cool, because everybody has, you know, there's all these, not wives' tales, but home remedies or things that have been passed down generation to generation. Well, you know what you should do when you have a mosquito bite?
Sure.
You do blah, blah, blah. The thing I always heard is you take your fingernail.
Oh.
If it's long enough, you know, protrudes far enough past your flesh.
Yeah.
And you basically make a little asterisk in the mosquito bite. And for whatever reason.
Okay.
That stops the itching for a while.
So you press down, create an indentation.
Right. And then you rotate. About it depends on if you're doing an 8-pointed asterisk or a 6-pointed asterisk, whether you do 120 degrees or you do 45 degrees. But
what font you're doing?
Yeah, font exactly? Sure. You know, don't make sure it's a Franklin Gothic standard.
That's right. You get your typography on. No, I could try that. Sure, I'll give that a shot.
Somebody else said. Or something else from my past was something somebody told me. Put a little square of scotch tape on it.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What does that do?
The adhesive or something. I don't know. It's
okay. I'm going to try that too. I got scotch
tape. You've got multiple. You're like the control subject, right? You could do a different thing in each one and report back on which thing worked.
Yeah. Yeah. I could totally put a different thing in each. I mean, put a different thing on each one.
Yeah, Hando the Torb says peppermint toothpaste.
Really?
To stop itching.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I just use peppermint oil? I have some of that right here.
Maybe. I don't think it has to be. I don't think the fluoride matters.
All right, here live on the air. This is what you see here.
Vicks Vapor Rub says Genie.
Oh, really? So they're all like these. I mean, these don't sound too crazy to me. See this little bottle right here, Brian? I got this little bottle.
I'm gonna try is that. Is that for like a diffuser?
It's a. I think so. Kim just said, "Hey, you want this?" I said, "Sure, it smells good." That was basically it. So we're gonna put a little raw peppermint oil here on this very itchy one right here. Okay, here we go.
Incense, peppermint, sign of the time.
That's
basically, there's a song where the only words I know are the title of the song.
Wow, that's great.
It's a great song too from the 60s.
Oh yeah, I love that.
68, I want to say.
As soon as you sang it, I recognized it and immediately went, oh, I like that, but then I couldn't name a single lyric from it. There's no way.
Is it the Lemon Pipers? I want to say it's the Lemon Pipers were the for the band.
So far nothing on that on that oil, but let's just give it a minute here.
Okay. You already do an asterisk?
I haven't. Oh yeah, let me do the asterisk on this one on my
Oh no, like, Lemon Pipers had Green Tambourine.
Oh. What's that song?
Listen while I play my Green Tambourine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great. Okay, I've made an asterisk. Yep, that's the indentation on the leg here. All right, we're going to see. Oh, it kind of hurt doing that. Oh, jeez.
Strawberry okay. alarm clock was okay. So Lemon Piper, Strawberry Alarm Clock. I think people can see why I confused those two bands.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, so I've asterisked a leg
it's
one.
All produce.
And I oiled a foot one.
All right, do you have scotch tape for another one?
I don't have scotch tape.
What?
Not handy.
What kind of office do you work in that does not have a scotch tape?
I'm sure there's some in here, but where is a great question.
Yeah. All right.
I have two R2-D2.
Peel some off a Mint in Box Funko Pop lid.
For some reason, I have two R2 units.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why those are here.
Well, one of them's got a bad motivator, clearly.
Neither of them, as far as I know, neither droid is applicable to mosquito bite prevention.
No, neither one can be used.
Or relief, so I'm not going to worry about it. All right, well, I'll report at least on these two as the show goes on, and we'll let you guys know.
Okay,
but yeah,
great.
I haven't been bitten like this since I was a kid. Like, what the heck, man?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got also an email here from Cindy. She's a friend of the program. She's also the person I see when I go to my eye doctor. She's often there doing lab work and stuff for me.
Mm, okay.
She's awesome. And I really like her, and I should have thought to contact her. Contact. I should have thought to get a hold of her regarding this weird contact story where that lady was shoving like 27 contacts
right,
in her eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm sure that they've seen some things over there. And she wrote, "Hey there, I just saw this story too and was talking to our optometrist about it. And apparently part of the issue is a lot of times soft contacts roll up into little tubes and get stuck under your eyelid up really high."
Sure.
So she would put a contact in and after a while would think it fell out because it wasn't helping her vision, so she'd put another one in. Also, she wasn't getting regular exams, so a regular eye doctor didn't catch it. I personally think she's a ding-dong.
That's an official medical opinion.
Yeah, I think a professional medical opinion has now been given. Everyone can go home now. And P.S., you shouldn't call... Sorry, you shouldn't out Kim and her contact abuse when you know your eye tech listens to your show. Ha ha ha. Love
Oops.
You guys, Cindy. All right, Cindy, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. But Kim doesn't even know I did that. Kim keeps them a little longer. She always has, though, and they've always been okay. She just wears them.
I totally do that. I'm so guilty of that. But
she wears them until they start bugging her. Is that what you do?
Like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as soon as they do, she's like, oh, these are out, and she'll take them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she'll put in a fresh pair, and then that always feels like a spring morning for her. She loves that. Anyway, so there's the deal. They probably rolled up into little, you know, like...
like fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, or the cartoons would always do the window things that you'd pull
out.
Oh,
yeah. The shutters.
What's that called?
Yeah, the...
Oh, what's that called? It has a word.
They call those, like, privacy blinds, but I know that's not it. Like...
Yeah, that. And they're always... Yeah. I'll bet you there's even, like, a Tom and Jerry cartoon where... Somebody pulls...
Where Tom gets rolled into one?
Well,
without
no.
a doubt.
No, I mean where like Jerry pulls Tom's eyelids down and then
they
go up
that. Yeah, probably that too.
Which is eye related, which is why I was thinking of it. But yeah, that's probably what happened. But the photos they showed looked like stacked contacts.
No, they were stacked. Yeah, that was like a stack of Pringles on her eye, basically, is what that was.
Which is why Brian and I have all these questions. So Cindy, if you're hearing this, she probably is. She likes the show and listens. Go back to your optometrist guy and say, all right, well, here's the deal, though.
Look at the picture.
Yeah, her picture.
Show your optometrist guy the picture and then come talk to us about that.
And what Brian says is accurate. Imagine a small stack of Pringles is what it's like. Mm-hmm. And how
transparent.
And is it possible her eye was so big that they were all kind of just would shift up into a pile and then she put a new one on and it would eventually shift up into the pile or something?
No way. She had to be putting one on top of the other.
Yeah, I would think so. Put one contact on top of the other. So, Cindy, get back to us. Let us know, will you? We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Desirous minds want to know.
Also, I guess I've just outed myself for wearing contact lenses a little bit longer than I should.
Yeah, you totally did.
But Cindy's not my eye tech, so ha ha ha.
Take that, Cindy, who's not his eye tech.
That's right.
She is mine. I need to get in there, actually. There's my left eye is being weird. All right, let's do Dunaway time with this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Brian Dunaway.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. How are you?
I didn't even see you guys there. Yeah. What is that on your hand?
Where? What? Whose hand? Someone has a hand? What? What are you talking about?
Whatever, mosquito man.
Oh, that. Yeah.
I was wondering what you put. What do you do when you get a mosquito bite? Do they have mosquitoes in South Carolina?
They
have mosquitoes.
Or are they, is it all fireflies down there?
We've got the largest mosquitoes you have ever seen in your life, dear sir.
Are they the big...
Yes, you guys have a lot of... I mean, they love heat, they love humidity, so I figure...
It's been so long since I've gotten bitten by one, because I essentially bathe in DEET every day.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
You're a firm believer in the DEET.
Mm. Yeah, I believe in the DEET. I don't go outside without bug spray. I'm probably going to have horrible, horrible mutations later in life, but...
So hold on.
Later in life, Brian. Yeah, we've seen you. We've met you. Come on.
Yeah, we know what's going on. Too much DEET will put you there now. So here's the question, though. Are you worried about the kind of... Because the mosquitoes with the Zika and also the ones now, I guess, that give you the meat allergies and stuff, those are in your neck of the woods. Like the American South, the American Eastern South is kind of where that stuff's all hanging out. That's where you hear all the reports. So is this just you paranoid in the morning going and spraying yourself or what?
No, I'm just a wuss. I don't like getting bit by anything.
All right. Do you do, is it lotion style or spray on style? What do you prefer?
The spray on style, because it smells good. There's the stuff I use kind of has a kind of a tropical smell to it.
Really?
So,
really?
Which kind of overrides the DEET smell.
Does anyone ever see you in public and go, oh, Brian, I love what you're wearing.
They do. It's hilarious. They do. They love it. They're like, what are you wearing? Oh, it's DEET. You like some?
I love it that your cologne is DEET, basically. You're not doing Axe body spray. You're doing DEET body spray. DEET,
screw right, that.
Exactly. That's great, dude. I freaking
love
that.
I cover my, just like Axe body spray, I cover my crotch the most with it because that's the most important
well,
part.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's self-preservation. I can totally understand that.
Boy, I just had a Pavlov's dog moment. When you just said that, my crotch itched right then.
Really?
Yeah. Right when he said it, I thought of mosquito bites on my Jerry Jr. down there.
Well, get the Scotch tape on it, and it should be good.
Okay, I'm ready to wrap my. Yeah, I don't want to be awake when I get yanked off.
Nothing
though.
Bad could come from that.
No,
right?
No, it'll be fine. All right, Dunaway's here. Let's get a potential winner in here. Oh, I love this name. I'm pulling this person because of their name. I'm sorry, everyone else. Your names aren't as good as this person. I've pulled into the call somebody named Crispy Bleep. Crispy Bleep, are you there? Crispy Bleep. You are muted currently. Yeah, you're muted.
Unmute yourself.
Don't leave the chat, everyone else, just in case Crispy Bleep's a no-show, because it's possible. I'm giving Crispy Bleep 3 more seconds.
Crispy Bleep.
All right, Crispy Bleep is out. We now have Pendragon on the line. Hello, Pendragon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
See, we got a winner in Pendragon, I can tell already. Right. How are you, Pendragon?
I'm enjoying the stream so far.
Well, that's fantastic. Good. I always like
it. Yeah, basically, it's, the contest is twofold. We do have the Brian Dunaway trivia question we have to ask, but the other part of the contest is actually turning on your microphone, right?
Right.
Muting yourself.
Right, and you did it. You did it.
Sweet!
What was his name? Crispy Penis?
Crispy Bleep. Crispy Bleep.
Oh, Crispy Penis did not do it. It didn't work out.
That's because he was trying the Scotch tape thing.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. When you're doing that, how can you unmute your life when that's happening? Where are you from? Where do you hail?
I'm out in Fremont, Nebraska.
Woo!
Woo! Cornhusker, right? Yeah. Is that right?
Unfortunately, yeah, that's right.
All right. Hold on. I'm getting your prize here.
That's right. Scott's in charge of prizes for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm in charge of prizes. I meant to do this earlier. So
where is Fremont, Nebraska?
We're about, I'd say, 25, 30 minutes from Omaha. Oh,
okay.
So you head down there for the outdoor gun shows and stuff like that?
No, I don't do none of that. I'm originally from New York, so I'm kind of still, 10 years later, still trying to become a Nebraskan.
Yeah, well, welcome. Welcome.
You can take the man out of New York, but you can't take the New York out of the man.
That's right. Right. Yeah. Does anyone ever go, city boy, don't show your face around here, none, or any of that?
More or less, yeah.
All right, here's what you could win today. Brian, I'll let you explain the rules, and then I'll tell him. What were the rules?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask Brian Dunaway a trivia question. The answer to that trivia question is a number. There's a chance he'll get it right. He probably won't. We're going to turn to you then, Pendragon, and ask you if the actual answer is higher or lower than Brian Dunaway's guess. If you are correct today, you win what?
Here's the following things you win. You win a Harley Quinn Q-Fig minifig. She's holding some kind of gun and has a dog with her or something. Anyway, whatever it is. It's a Suicide Squad deal. It's this right thing right here, which you can't
Super
see,
cool.
but people
That'll
home
be fun
can.
To ship.
Yeah, I'll enjoy that. And then you got some prints, free prints. Here you got Mr. Fantastic vacuuming the floor. You got Captain America eating a corn dog. And a small print of a big dude in World of Warcraft saying, I'm not fat, I'm just overgeared. So all of these are coming to you directly if you win today's category, which is, Brian, what?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, the
crap.
Basketball all-star, Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right.
Dunaway, are you not a, I mean, where are you at with the Shaquille O'Neal?
I know zero about the Shaq.
Okay. Have you seen Steel? Have you seen the movie Steel?
No, I have not, but I did see him in something. What was he in recently? Oh, was it Masterminds? Was that it? Netflix?
Maybe.
It might have been. The one with Zach Galifianakis.
Right. Was he a friend? No, I'm thinking of another movie.
There was one where, was that Trainwreck where Schumer is dating a sports...
Yes.
Figurine.
Sports figurine, yes. She's dating an Aaron Rodgers plastic toy.
So
Shaquille might have been one of the people, because I know there were a lot of cameos from sports folks in Trainwreck.
I never saw that.
I want to Google it, but I banned myself from the Google when y'all ask me questions.
Yeah,
oh, good.
You're a good man.
All right. I like that. Here, I'm going to tell you real quick what Shaquille O'Neal was in before all this that I hated. Because that Steel's terrible.
Yeah, as soon as it's streaming, though, boy, it is a film sack-a-palooza.
Kazam is what I'm thinking of. The one that everybody...
It's the one that everybody thinks Sinbad was.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly
the Mandela
it.
Effect makes people think that Shaq was in Kazam, Sinbad was in Kazam.
In my universe, he was.
Yeah, of course he was. This movie has a
Earth 2 is where Pendragon comes
There you go.
From.
This movie has a 2.8 on IMDb. I'm going to call that generous, is what I'm going to do. All right. So, Dunaway, here's your question. Where is it? There we go. Shaquille O'Neal is pretty tall and has some pretty big feet. What size of shoe does Shaq wear?
Oh, okay.
And the answer is somewhere between 12 and a half and right. 50.
12 and a half and 50. Okay, first of all, we're going to go ahead and rule out 12 and a half because that would be hilarious.
Yeah, be
what is he like? Right, I would love that.
Yeah. I have small feet for my height, which is weird. My feet aren't that big for how tall I am, but anyway.
Right.
So Ice Warm wrote this question while we were playing... You Don't Know Jack at the Spagnola's house this last weekend.
Oh, fun.
Interesting.
The sausage get made right there.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Am I still robot done away?
Yeah, you
still
totally
a little
are.
Bit robot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, big time. You should hear it.
Oh, come on. Oh, hi.
Here I stays. I don't care. So
it bothers me.
Yeah, well, no, I totally know it'll bug you, but it really doesn't bother me. But say, how many languages do you speak now for us?
How many languages do you speak?
Love it. Terrible. I'm glad it's not me for a change.
It's a nice change. All right. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So anyway, deliberate. What do you think? That's too tiny, you say, at the 12 and a half.
Too tiny. Most basketball stars probably wear about 18s. And so I would say Shaq's a little larger than that. I would give him 22s.
22s. Brian, is 22 correct?
22 is incorrect. Pendragon, is the actual answer higher or lower than 22?
Well, I'm going to say lower, but not by much. I think it's something around 21 or 20.
Okay, 21 or 20, he says. The judges know whether you are right or incorrect. Will he win this prize package, or will it stay another day? Let's find out.
Ah!
Oh no. He got it wrong.
Oh no.
The correct answer is 23. Almost nailed it there, Dunaway. Almost nailed it. It's a little bigger. Shoe size is 23. I wonder if anybody told him to act his age and not his shoe size. That joke doesn't work well on him. This is all Iceborne saying this.
Yeah.
Well done, Dunaway. You've ruined somebody's life. But that's all right. Somebody will come back on Monday. No, Brian's not here Monday. Next Wednesday and blow our minds with their knowledge and win this plus some stuff I'll add to it.
So hold on one second before we get rid of... You haven't gotten rid of Pendragon yet, have you?
No, I did. He's gone.
Okay.
I can get him back, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe we want to... Well, we'll see. Because here's the deal. You don't know Jack said 23.
Okay.
People in the chat room are pointing out, if you Google it, if you Google Shaq's shoe size, it even pulls it from Wikipedia that his shoe size is 22.
Oh, Shaq.
Which means Brian Dunaway was right on the money.
Well, assuming Google's right, let's see. We need a definitive...
Yeah.
Let's see. Shaquille O'Neal, shoe size order. 38 pictures prove Shaquille O'Neal's real-life giant. But then there's other... See, down here... Oh, that says 22. Yeah, these all point to 22.
Yeah. Size 22s. You know Daily what? Nail says size 22.
Well, but he still said lower, though. He said 20 or 21. Oh, but because Dunaway right. got it.
Dunaway got it right on the money.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere. If you're still in there, we're bringing you back. Actually, here's all you have to do. I don't have to bring you back. You're listening to the show, so you'll know this. Just email me, scott@frogpants.com, and I'll send you your stuff. It's an automatic win.
Give it to him. Give it to him.
Robot Dunaway picked the right number. It turns out.
Robot Dunaway brought to you by Google.
Yeah. And Mike should just Google these before he, settles on.
Well, you know what? Because we were both there, so... We were two sources that saw the same thing, and we thought You Don't Know Jack could be trusted. Really, if anybody should Google it or should check their sources, it's You Don't Know Jack.
Yeah, but also
come on, Jelly Vision.
Also, in January of 2008, there's an article on the New York Times that says by his senior year, his feet had grown beyond the size of 23, and eventually to size 25. So they don't even know.
Wow.
But then It says weeks later, Shaquille O'Neal sent several pairs of his size 22s to Chicago. Which makes it seems like he was getting rid of the ones that don't fit him anymore. I don't know. But I still think he wins. Brian guessed the number that Google says is right. So I'm trusting Google on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Neil knows it. What's his name? Pitai? Who runs Google? What's his name?
Who runs Google? Master Blaster runs Google.
Master Blaster
Brian
Google.
Brian Botch runs Google.
Yeah, Brian Botch does. That is who. Brian Dunaway, is always a pleasure to hang out with you. You got any causes or anything you want to talk about today? Are you good?
If you'd like to help me get a better internet service, just send a check to...
You really do sound like the higher you talk, it sounds like the dude that says... or when they're doing when they're attacking the Death Star and they do the voiceover in the map room.
Oh, yeah. Totally, yeah. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Right. Like you're attacking Yavin 4.
Yeah.
You also sound like a Dalek.
Yeah, a little like a Dalek. Say, exterminate. Do that.
Exterminate.
Wait, I'm going to pause this and let you hear it. Go back to recording. All right. Thank you, Brian Dunaway. May your day be filled with extra sensual massage. Bye.
Or ESM, as we call it.
Is that what we call it now, is ESM?
Yeah, ESM. That's the approved abbreviation.
Great. Well, in that note. Proceed to the news brought to you by
Coverville, where today we celebrate three birthdays that all happened within 2 days of each other in the same year, back in 1947. Yes, 70 years ago, Santana was born. Carlos Santana, also Cat Stevens, who goes by the name Yusuf Islam now, and Don Henley of the Eagles, three 1970s decade stalwarts who've continued making amazing music all the way up until now. We're gonna do a big old Coverville celebrating all three of them. I'm probably just gonna shuffle all the music together and put it into good groups and not worry about here's all the Santana, here's all the Cat Stevens. We're just gonna mix it all up and put in a big old 70s blender.
So that Cat Stevens Yusef guy's still doing music now. Still
makes
stuff.
I think he is, yeah. I know his daughter is.
What was his big hit? Cats in the Cradle, or what was it?
Wild World was a big one for him. Morning has broken like the first morning. Moon Shadow.
Yeah. Oh, Moon Shadow.
Followed by a moon shadow. And Wild World was his biggest, most well-known hit. But and really, I mean, Don Henley, I'm focusing a lot on his solo stuff. So you got your End of the Innocence, Boys of Summer, New York Minute, a couple Eagles songs that he was a lead vocalist for. But it's gonna be rad.
I desperately disliked the Boys of Summer song. I hated it growing up.
Really?
I don't know why. Don't have a good reason. Don't have a good answer for why. I just didn't like it.
So wow. It
rubbed me wrong.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it was something wrong with any time any of those ex-Eagles guys did anything. I didn't like their solo stuff.
Really? Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh?
Didn't like any of that. I don't know why. I mean, I seriously have zero good reason to not like that
song. You are crazy. Glenn Frey? Oh, my God. You're nuts.
What's the Glenn Frey song that... let me think about this for a second.
Smuggler's Blues?
Maybe. Let's see. Smuggler's Blues. One of these just rubbed me wrong. Okay.
Really?
Glenn Frey, solo collection.
Okay, The Heat Is On.
The Heat Is On, that's it.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah, it's The Heat Is On. I hate The Heat Is On.
Well, it's fine to hate The Heat Is On.
Oh, that song sucks. That's a sucky, poopy, crappy, poopy song. And he was on Miami Vice. Rev Frey is right. He was totally on that show. I remember that. Yeah. And they played his music a lot, and it irritated me. But I didn't seem to be as irritated when they had a Genesis man on there. What's his name?
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins was on there for a bunch. He was good.
Sure. What do you think of Phil Collins' solo stuff after Genesis?
I liked him a lot after Genesis solo. Oh. I liked him better. In fact, I liked him better solo than I liked him with Genesis.
And you like, we won't even bring up that George Harrison song, but for the most part, you like the Beatles' work after, their solo work after the Beatles.
Mostly, yeah. I think Imagine's great, and I think some Paul McCartney stuff's really good, and I think some George Harrison stuff's good, except for that one song.
So, you're absolutely crazy. So why punish all of the Eagles' solo stuff just because you don't like The Heat Is On?
And it's not just that song. It's all of them I don't know. They just didn't do it for me. They all annoyed me. They all felt like yacht rocky.
Come on, The End of the Innocence is such a great song. It's a great Don Henley song.
It's okay.
This is the end of the innocence.
You know, I know the one. It may have been a timing thing. It may have been a part of my life or something. I don't know.
Well, you're gonna love our closing cover today.
Oh, good! Can't wait.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
Well,
you're just gonna love it.
Here's some news you're gonna love to hear about North Korea. This isn't political. Hashtag not political.
Okay.
We now know what the North Koreans are searching for when they're looking for parn. Looking for hard.
Oh, so really? We get to see what search.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess it's stepmom porn.
Incorrect, but the funny thing about this is that it's banned. Officially, it's banned over there. Any kind of X-rated content is absolutely banned in the country of North Korea. It's against the law. You would be thrown in the prison or the whatever if you were caught looking at adult material.
Yeah.
And nonetheless, thousands of them get through with VPNs and other ways of doing it every year and leave it to our friends at Pornhub to release some data regarding searches from that part of the world. The communist country has regular traffic on Pornhub and has recently revealed the insights into North Korea's porn habits. The most searched for terms in the country are Chinese, Mongolian, Japanese game show.
Hold on. We got to break these down. Let's not race through these.
All right.
The most searched for term for North Korea, like if you're in North Korea, the most searched for term for porn is Chinese.
Chinese, yep. The word Chinese, that's it. Just Chinese, by far the most searched term. Second place, a good third back from Chinese is Mongolian. Uh-huh. I mean, they're basically just talking about Friday night dinner, I guess, here.
But it's funny because I'll bet it's funny that they're you know, most searched for terms. And I'm looking like at the top six of these, with the exception of one of them, they're all nationalities.
Yeah, so you got Chinese, Mongolian, Japanese game show. I don't know what that is.
Are you sure these aren't like what the most searched for terms on Yelp?
No,
in
these
North
are,
Korea.
No, these are
for
like
restaurants.
Straight up the porn searches. Then you got Korea, Korean, Japanese. Then a word I'm not going to say. Then public.
Why? It's a lovely dessert, Scott.
I'm not saying it. It's disgusting.
For those of you wanting to play along, if you go to Boston makes a delicious dessert called a Boston.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Also a coconut or a banana.
I will not ever say the next after that is public humiliation. After that, Swedish. After that.
Say this next one.
All right. The next one is Harry. All right. Then you got your.
I always get his mail, by the way. Yeah. I always get that guy's mail.
Oh, yeah. Harry. Yeah. He's a private eye, you know.
Yeah.
I want to say the whole word because it rhymes really well to say.
Right.
Harry, private eye is a pretty good phrase. Anyway, Indonesian, Mongol, and finally Japanese massage sex it rounds it out for the top 10. It's all very weird. Now, they also have categories. You're going to not be shocked that number one and two is Japanese and Asian. Some of these I can't look at or read or say. I mean, I can look at them, but I'm not going to say these names.
Jeez. Oh, these are the categories. Yeah, but search for terms. Okay, so.
This is categories the site already has. Like I guess you have a pull down and these are the choices you can make. And so this is their most viewed categories on the site. Keywords meaning things they type in themselves.
Right.
Here's some more interesting data about device traffic. 11% of these people are using tablets. 36% of them are using mobile phones of some sort. And 53%, large majority, 53% using desktop. Probably because those are easier to create, you know, tunneling software and VPN stuff and all that.
I'm curious as to how that compares to other places. Like, I would assume that smartphones in the U.S. are probably the 53%, right? More than half.
Yeah. Let's see. Actually, find it out for you real quick, maybe. Digging deep into the... this puts me on their site. I don't want to go there. All right, here we go. America.
All right.
Here in America.
America. Oh, stats. Oh, they even have like a stats page. This is fantastic.
Yeah, they're really into it, dude. Russian.
Although, yeah. Gay pride.
Let's see. Average time spent browsing by category.
Oh, apparently the jury show yesterday was this. Talking about this.
Oh, of course it was. He's always seeking out that stuff. Most popular term in I can't read that. In Brazil. I can't read these. These are terrible. This is the worst part about this data is it's presented in this very academic form, but then it's got all these words on it.
Right. Is Pornhub the company that does all like the snow shoveling
Yeah, it's them.
That's the same one.
Yeah, they're weird. Like they're way into like data and like social stuff, and it's weird. They're different.
Well, it's the equivalent, like basically having this kind of this sort of like the side of their stuff that is all statistics and information is kind of like the articles in Playboy.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Right? It's like it lends a little tiny bit of legitimacy to the
otherwise
to the proceedings.
Otherwise underbelly of what they're doing.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. How about this one? Right. Not related, sure. I promise. This is not a transition.
This is one of the search terms, most common search terms.
Italian sausages mysteriously fall from the sky and slam into a family's roof. Least searched for category on Pornhub. A family in Florida is completely baffled by the airdropped sausages they received in the middle of the night. The Adar family, of Deerfield Beach woke up to the sound of several packages of frozen Italian sausages slamming into their roof on Saturday morning. They're still not sure quite where they came from. It was like thunder, and it awakened me out of my sleep, says Travis. It's a strange phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was
awakened
like thunder.
Me out of sleep.
I have awakened out of me sleep. Upon hearing the noise, a few members of the Adar family went outside to investigate. soon finding a few packages of sausages in the yard. Now I think they're all like weird robot-y people.
Right. Well, this last quote kind of lends credence to that theory.
It does a little bit. It says, in total, the family found several packages. That's not a total.
Yeah, that's not a total. That's an estimation.
Yeah.
In total, they found several.
I guess they say weighed 15 pounds, but that's a bad sentence. Yeah. Anyway, they found that on the roof and scattered it around the home. So here's your final quote. We got up, found two packages of sausages on our side yard. And then we were like, okay, well, we got to go to the roof and check and see if we find more of this stuff, says Austin Air, Adair. Something about those people weirded me out.
Yeah, no kidding. I think this was a... I think this wasn't an accidental sausaging. I think this was an intentional sausaging.
What would you do if your house was pelted by a bunch of sausage packages? What would you do?
Well, first thing I would do is count them and provide an accurate count to the media.
In total. Because
otherwise, what's the point?
How much did you find? Several? Okay, great.
Move along.
Yeah. I mean, if they were still frozen, would you just keep them and cook them and stuff? Or would you be weirded out by that? Not knowing they're still frozen.
I might have a big neighborhood barbecue.
Yeah.
Like basically come eat the sausages that fell from the sky. Block party.
Come meet them. I like that.
come meet. I meant to say come eat, but the M.
Yeah. I like it. And just spell it like meet instead of M-E-E-T.
Come meet. Oh, that's great. Meet the sausages.
Yeah. Meet the sausages.
The sky.
That's the
sky
worst.
Sausage.
The sky sausage. Oh, the sky sausage festival.
Sky Sausage Fest.
I'm into that. That's a great idea. I think I would too. Like, I would try to have some fun with this. But I wonder if, do you involve the police? Do you call the cops and say we don't know what happened, and then they escalate it to?
Yeah, there's way. I mean, it seems like there's information that could be found. Like, are they? So their packages are frozen. Are they like consumer packages? Like, is it a box of Jimmy Dean Italian sausages, or are they just unmarked frozen?
Yeah, they don't say here.
15 pounds. It's not a lot of sausages.
No, it's not a ton.
You're not feeding a whole block. You better bring some side dishes.
Especially frozen. They're different. Not that they're heavier when they're frozen, but they're more dense and hard and stuff. 15 pounds isn't that much.
Right. Who do you call? Right. Do you call the FBI? Do you call the FDA? Do you call the FCC? The FAA?
If you call the FBI, David Duchovny and Jillian Anderson show up at your door. Going, this is Officer Duchovny, and he would to ask you a few questions. Do you have sausages? Yes. I want to believe, he'd say. Brian, you ever had this problem where your hooker turns out to be married to you?
if I had a nickel.
You had a dollar for
every time.
Yeah, it's just such a common occurrence. Well, a Lexington, South Carolina man, we should have saved this for Dunaway.
We should have asked Dunaway about this. By the way, town of Lexington, work on your kerning. Your town of Lexington logo that you have on your big sign out front of your city building looks horrible.
That's jacked up. In fact,
it's really bad kerning.
Here, chat, look. You guys can see too. See? Look at that. That's terrible.
And I think they're trying to do too much with it. Like, all right, you've got the moon as the O, you've got a tree as the T. Mm-hmm. One or the other.
And
you don't
need
both.
It feels like three fonts and some ill-placed iconography. It's bad.
Yeah. But the kerning. It hurts me.
Yeah.
Like it physically causes me pain.
Yeah. Did you guys not pay attention in typography too? Because come on. Well, here's the deal. 54-year-old man in Lexington, South Carolina has made headlines after his attempt to hire a prostitute through an online service, and it ended in a terrible mix-up that will likely cost him his marriage. The man, who we cannot identify, says here in this article, for privacy reasons, has been using the booking website for some months to hire prostitutes and meet them at motels in neighboring areas or in neighboring areas.
I'm gonna cut you off right here.
Yeah.
I want to say we've talked about this.
Have we?
Even though it says July 16th, I could have sworn we did a whole, if you like pina coladas, discussion about, oh, you like calling hookers? I like calling hookers too, kind of thing. Mm. I could have sworn.
Is it a different deal or is it the same deal?
I think it's the same deal because I remember her advertising herself as a 26-year-old being one of the funniest things about this.
Oh, yeah. This is now. That's now it's ringing a bell. What is this? He's, by the way, the South Carolina's prostitution laws says that he is still illegal, even though it turned out to be his wife. So he's still facing charges. I mean, maybe this is like a fake article or something.
But they're not charging her with anything for prostitution.
I don't know.
It's legal to be a prostitute, but it's illegal to hire a prostitute? Seems unfair.
How are you married to somebody for 17 years and this never comes up?
Well,
there's too many.
I'm off to go work at the Shake Shack, but don't come over there.
Whatever
don't
you do.
Don't come to my place of business.
Honey, well, let's go to lunch today. No. No, you don't want to go up in there. I'll just be at home normal time.
Just go to the Whataburger. Their food's better. Yeah. Don't come to the Shake Shack.
Don't come to the show. Both those things sound good, and you shouldn't talk about them today because they both sound great.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and Kim's out of town. So you've got the little angel on your shoulder is on vacation.
Yeah, the little devil.
The devil's going to reign today, folks.
Yep, he has the key to the car. What do I want today? I actually kind of do want a burger of some sort. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to have to give that some thought. Mm. That reminds me. Where's my temporary license? I had to get a temporary license because I almost my thing expired. Where I put that? Anyway.
Is it a big paper? It's a big embarrassing paper one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is totally embarrassing.
Yes.
Sir, can I see your license? Like, hold on a second. Let me pull out this four-folded thing that I had to print off my printer. Lame.
Yep. Nice. Good.
Lame. Final story here. R. Kelly back in the news. You like R. Kelly, don't you?
I like R. Kelly. Isn't he? Is he still in the closet or is he out of the closet?
Come out of the closet. It's that. Wasn't he telling? He was telling Tom Cruise to come out of the closet, right? Wasn't that the deal?
No, he did the whole. He did a whole album / series of music videos called Stories from the Closet or something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of him being on South Park. It wasn't really him, but he was singing this Tom Cruise to come out of the closet. And it's probably based on what you're talking about, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, South Park's is one of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Trapped in the Closet, that was it.
I'm still in the closet. Tom Cruise, come out of the closet. That's a good episode. Should watch it.
Yeah. I think we ought to watch R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet for Film Sack.
Oh my gosh, dude. Okay,
33 chapters of videos.
I'm ready. I'm
I wonder how long they, when you assemble them all, I wonder how long.
How long are they as songs? Are they like 3-4 minutes, or are they longer than that?
Let's see if it says here. A musical comedy drama film directed by R. Kelly and Jim Swaffield and written by Kelly based on the song of the same name. But it doesn't say.
It's a comedy?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
43 minutes, chapters 1 through 12. It's really short for 12 chapters.
Huh. Okay, weird. Anyway, so R. Kelly, the Kanye West of his day, apparently.
Yeah.
With all his artsy fartsy.
He's a real whiz, that R. Kelly.
He's in trouble. Jocelyn Savage has had enough. The 21-year-old is speaking out about her arrangement with R&B singer R. Kelly once more, maintaining that she's not being held against her will. She told TMZ her father, Timothy Savage, sent her to live with the musician nearly 2 years ago. She claimed the plan was hatched after she and R. Kelly met at a concert. The alleged captive's father reportedly believed moving in with the Ignition singer. What the hell's that? A song? Ignition? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yes, that's R. Kelly's song, sure.
Is he still working?
They should say moving in with the I Believe I Can Fly singer.
Oh, that's him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or moving in with the guy who peed on people singer, because that's what he did, right? He was peeing on people. Wasn't that his deal?
Yeah, that was the deal. Yes, he made a sex tape of him peeing on a minor, I think.
Yeah. Not cool, R. Kelly. The North Koreans search for way less crap than you're searching for, buddy. She told this publication Timothy dropped her off at his home at a friend. Woman denies that she was brainwashed, as her parents claim. TMZ sources claim the young woman's father knew she intended to stay with a controversial artist for some length of time, but didn't expect to be a matter of years. Although she declined to disclose her location, Jocelyn said her dad knows exactly where she is. Timothy previously told TMZ she was withholding her whereabouts because she isn't allowed to share that information. The Hollywood hopeful has been unspoken about in the face of conflicting reports. Wait, she's a Hollywood hopeful? Let's take a look at her. I want to know what that's about.
So the part that they don't seem to be talking much about is the fact that her dad dropped her off to live with R. Kelly when she was 19 years old.
Yeah. And yeah.
That seems like
that's really weird.
The initial mistake. You'll be a star. I'm going to drop you off you met R. Kelly at a concert. Great. I'm going to drop you off at his house. I know you're only 19. I'm not going to stay here and, you know, be watch anything that's going on. So, hey, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Good luck with your music career. Yeah. Bye.
R. Kelly is 50 years old. She just turned 21. That's funky and weird, man.
Yeah.
That's real weird. All right. Well, good luck to all of them. Hope that works out for you. Hey, when we come back, it's Tom's tech time. He's going to come in here and talk about some technology, because why not? Because we love Tom, and that's what we do. And so I'm looking forward to that. That'll happen here soon. And then we're going to do recommendals. Sans Nicole. She had to go on a trip. She's in Vegas.
Right.
So she's not going to be here. But we have our own recommendations to make. So we'll do all of that here in a second. Before that, though, Brian brought some music, and I'd really like him to play it.
Dude, I'm bringing the funk today. Christine Fink is bringing the funk. She's the lead singer of the band High Up. She moved to Omaha to be closer to her sister, notable singer-songwriter Arenda Fink, who you've heard of. Down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama talks about Muscle Shoals and the band down there, the studio band down there.
Oh.
So she would sing actually down there, actually in the karaoke bars, to great effect. Mm-hmm. She's got an amazing voice. This is Christine Fink and her band High Up. Their brand new self-titled EP was released earlier this year it's self-titled. So it's called High Up. It was released in January. You can find it online at, SoundCloud and, iTunes and Amazon, the usual places. This is the song 2 weeks, as in 2 weeks notice, not as in how long will you be staying on Mars, but 2 weeks as in 2 weeks notice. Here is High Up.
You know you got
like to take a moment and thank PayPal for supporting this podcast. They believe in the power of entrepreneurship. What do you think Frog Pants is? That's totally one of those things. I've been using PayPal forever. For almost as long as the internet's mattered to me. PayPal is awarding three businesses they think have major potential with $10,000 and a makeover from one of their partners. You guys think you might have what it takes with your small business? Take your business to the next level and earn some cash flow for your business. PayPal is awarding this soon. Again, that includes $10,000 cash prize and the website makeover by Shopify. 12-month hosting subscription, 10 hours one-on-one support with Shopify specialists. Back-end makeover by Xero, 12 months of accounting software and advisory services with Xero's partner. And Xero can help you automate operations and free up time to focus on growing your business. And you'll get priceless publicity out of this. Winners will be featured in blog posts with a video profile and be shared on the PayPal website and social media channels. Here's what you need to do to enter. No purchase necessary to enter at all. Just, check out the rules. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 and a resident of one of the 50 states of this country or D.C. to enter. That being the District of Columbia. You must enter by July 30th. That's coming up quick. Visit paypal.com/TMS to learn more. That's paypal.com/TMS to learn more. Don't wait. Go do it. Take advantage of it and see if you can't get in there and win these prizes. Thanks, PayPal.
What does it take to make a girl a woman? Determination to be self-reliant. Insight to work beside another in time of need. An interest in the world itself. In YWCAs in 68 countries, girls are becoming women through whom this is becoming a better world.
You and me are settling this in the parking lot.
This show is part of the Frog.
Wrong song.
It's over already?
This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back. Yes, hit the wrong
what
key.
What does it take to make a girl a woman? About four things on the North Korean Pornhub search list.
Korean, Japanese, Mongolian, or Japanese game show. Welcome back, everyone. We're happy to be here, continuing the tradition that is Wednesday. We're going to add Ace Detect to this call. I call him that, okay. But really it's Tom Merritt. And he's a good guy. You know him. You like him. He's cool.
I like him. Yeah. I'm a fan of, what'd you say his name was?
Tom Merritt is his name.
Tom Merritt. Yeah. Yes. I'm familiar.
I'm such a fan. I have this to play.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Oh my goodness. It must be Wednesday. It's Tom Merritt, everybody. Hello.
Hola. Me llamo Tomas.
Oh, si. Esta condito mujer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Listen, we are going to talk about las mujeres. The U.S. College Board reports that more than 29,700 female students took the Advanced Placement Test in Computer Science in 2017. That's up 135%.
Whoa!
Over last year.
Wow. What happened in what happened in the 12 months? Like, how
did new AP course designed to introduce principles of computer science was introduced.
Wow, that's kind of an immediate effect. You don't always see that in academia, you know, where suddenly everybody in...
Turns out, when you tell students what something is, they're more likely to get interested in it.
Weird. That could be interesting, though. Give that another, 5 years, and those are...
Right?
That's an interesting workforce possibility.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Also, Black and Latino students up 170% to 22,000.
Nice. All right, white guys, get out of the way.
This is the problem. You've just hit on the problem with society.
I agree.
Right now. Get out of the way.
You're right.
Welcome more people to your workforce.
Correct.
That you can collaborate with. Welcome more viewpoints and interesting ways of learning that will make you better at what you do.
That's right. I'm just, that was me playing terrible devil's advocate.
Now I know.
But yes, I think this is very exciting. I'm all for that kind of expansion in this area. In fact, everybody keeps talking about how we're starting to see a drop in qualified people for technical jobs. And
right.
that's nice to hear that maybe that's just a little blip, you know, maybe a little little lump there in the middle. And instead, we'll have this brave new, much more diversified workforce coming up that will take it over and build super AI that will destroy us all.
Now you're talking, yeah, Scott.
Now I'm talking your language. What else is happening in the tech world these days? I'm so excited for later because it's always fun on Wednesday. But, you know, you usually come in here with some pretty rad previews of what's coming.
No, I thought that was an interesting number. It's not necessarily, you know, going to affect our daily lives yet.
No.
Unless you're a student, I guess. But Google is doing something that will. They've added a feed of personalized information cards to the home screens of Android and iOS. Now, you may say, well, I thought I saw that already. There was a version of this. They've improved it, though. So what used to be called Google Now, you know, with all the cards and everything, that's on the home screen, and it is allowing you to follow topics. This is a very newsfeed, like you might say.
Yeah.
You can give feedback to adjust what is shown. Say, hey, I'm not interested in that, but I am interested in that. And of course, the cards, as always, are shown based on how you interact with other Google products. Your search history, if you use Google Calendar, they might be able to alert you about your flights or pull that stuff out of your Gmail if you're using Gmail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The intriguing thing about this, you may say, well, that's nifty. I don't really use the Google app, right? It may come to the website.
Oh, that's...
Now, that would be huge.
Yeah.
TechCrunch is saying that sources are telling them... Well, I don't even know if it's sources. TechCrunch just said, like, that, you know, this might be rolled out on the web. That would be titanic because we have all gotten used to search box, Google logo. And I know lately they've been putting a few news stories below that. So they've been inching towards changes. But putting a whole personalized news feed up there would be crazy, crazy.
So I'm looking... is it the Google Assistant app? Is that the new business? Is that the one?
No, it's just Google. Just the app Google. That's called Google.
Okay. Just the Google apps. I have
I have installed, but I never use because when I want to use Google, I go to the browser. So
yeah, that's what I typically do as well. So
because I'm an old man.
So I'm opening it now.
Apparently a bunch of people use the Google app. I don't know.
But you want to end up, you're going to end up in the browser anyway. So why not just start in the browser doing your search?
Well, no, you don't. If you do a search in the Google app, you stay in the Google app.
Oh, you stay in the Google app? Oh.
Yeah, the browser shows up there.
Okay.
It does that embedded browser thingy.
So, oh, here we go. I found it. Okay. So, oh, all right. So this little card thing looks like it is sort of personalized for me. Let's see.
And this is rolled out in the United States already. It'll roll out worldwide over the next few weeks. If you don't see it in your particular country, it will come soon.
Now, it's almost better that I looked at this because now I see what impact that would have on the desktop. That would be basically the end of the Google simplification home search page era for good. I mean, it basically becomes, I don't mean in terms of quality, and you could argue about that, but it becomes kind of the Yahoo approach at that point, right?
Well, and here's the thing. If you're a Google user, do you actually go to google.com much anymore?
Pretty rarely.
Yeah.
Pretty rarely.
Yeah, just use the in browser. Or you use the address field.
Yeah, you do. Most people use the address bar for their searches. So yeah. I wonder, on the one hand, people may not really notice that much. On the other hand, people may not use it that much if it went to the web. And that may be one of the things Google is deciding is like, gosh, the people that do use Google.com maybe don't want this. Mm-hmm. So let's roll it out to the app first and see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm into this. I'm kind of messing around in here. I think I like how this works. I mean, it's basically just Google News front end.
Yeah, you don't have to swipe to get to it or nothing. It's just right there.
It's just there. Huh, interesting. I'd still say it's a little confusing that on iOS anyway, and I know a lot of this stuff is just Android integrated, but on iOS they make really great apps. I love Google apps. I think they've all shot up in quality and have been amazing, and in some cases they're better than their Android counterparts. But there's so many of them, and some of them just feel redundant. Like, why is Hangouts and Google Plus separate? Why is, for example, this Google app not part of the Google Assistant app? Because the Google Assistant app
is kind
of the same. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
They're kind of the same
app.
No,
I know what you mean, right? It's like, what is the difference between those two? Shouldn't there just be one app?
Yeah, it's kind of like if they had a Google Earth and a Google Planet app that did the same thing. It's like, well, I'll just have one. Let's just focus down and just pick freaking one. Also,
and then they do things like they changed the Google Cast app, which made perfect sense to me because it managed all my Chromecasts.
Yep.
I would cast things to it, and it was like a central place for video. I'm like, this makes sense. And changed that to Google Home.
Yeah, now that's Google Home. Google Docs and Google Sheets are separate now.
Well,
Because drive is a separate
even,
thing.
It's not even that, but it's not even like that. Drive is separate from docs and sheets and presentation.
Right. But then even like, to me, if you put sheets and docs.
That actually makes sense if you're not used to doing it the old way. Because what it's saying is, this is the drive, right? This is like Windows Explorer.
Yeah.
And then these things are the programs like Microsoft Word or Excel. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I get that. I'm just kind of used to having it all in one.
It's a little confusing. And this Google News and Weather app, like, what's that even doing there? Get rid of that.
Well, yeah, I don't even have that. What's that?
Because all your other apps do it. Like Google Assistant and this other new thing you're talking about, they're all doing exactly what that app does. Like, it's just, it's interesting. I think it speaks to their iterative process. That's how those guys work over there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They dink
build
around.
It as a separate thing, then fold it into the main thing.
Yeah. Or they'll even like chuck something like Google Feed or Feeder or whatever it was called. What was the name of the news feeder? Whatever it was.
Google News Reader?
Google Reader.
Reader. That's it.
They'll shut it down.
They'll get rid of that. Yeah. But then this thing looks like it's got some of those capabilities back into it in terms of letting you decide what's there.
What they did with Google Reader was they said, we have Google News.
Yeah.
And you can do stuff like that there. Why we don't think an RSS reader is widely applicable, and we don't want to keep maintaining two of them.
Yeah. They've also got something
that's not the business we should be.
They've got something called Google Duo, simple video calling.
Oh, yeah. Allo and Duo are the two messaging apps from Google now. Allo for text, Duo for video.
So what's Hangouts for then?
Hangouts is to replace SMS on Android and also do text messaging over the internet in a different way than Allo.
Okay. I don't know. I don't get it. There's also Google Express, shopping, fast delivery. I mean, there are a lot of.
Where are you finding all the?
If you just search for Google in the App Store, you'll get so many. Or if you look at their other apps, you'll just see this list. Google.
Did you find Wave? Is it still in there?
Wave's in there. Google Stills, create live photos. Google My Business. Google.
Well, some of that stuff, I guess they just never removed from the store, even though they stopped supporting it.
Yeah, there's an analytics app. I knew about that, I guess, though. Anyway, it's interesting. YouTube Creator Studio. I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, I actually, wait, not YouTube Capture, but YouTube Creator Studio.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Because there's YouTube, the app, which you can go live from. Then there's the YouTube Capture app, which will let you do some minimal editing and then upload to YouTube. But I didn't know there was a separate Creator Studio, unless they renamed Capture.
Yeah.
Which then they do that sometimes.
It's really weird. There's an entire app called Capture. Android.
Is there anybody else out there who feels like, it feels like Tom is explaining Google to his parents.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Dubious Rascal is pointing out that they removed SMS from Hangouts, and you have to use Messages on Android for that. I am behind the times there. So there's Messages, Hangouts, and Allo.
Might I recommend Google Arts and Culture app? This is an endless list, you guys, is my point, of a billion things. It's crazy to me. Anyway. Oh, and Snapseed is them as well.
The browser is like a window, Grandpa. Ibn, I don't feel like that because a lot of this does not make sense why they
have it. No, it is really confusing. Yeah it's true.
Well, good stuff. We'll talk about perhaps that, among other things, today on the Daily Tech News Show at 2:30 Mountain Time. Tom, is there anything else you would like to tell people about before you go?
Yeah, man, I cannot get Warlock or Shaman decks to work for me in Hearthstone.
Oh, man.
Real frustrated. I hate those quests when they're like, you have to win 5 games in this class that you never play and don't like.
Yeah, those aren't fun, I think.
I actually scared my dog slamming my iPad shut last night after losing 5 straight Warlock games.
Oh, yeah, Warlock. I don't think Warlocks are in a great place right now anyway, but I don't follow it too much, but I think their meta is a little bit janky. Although,
is the Warlock meta with like get as many of the small 1 and 2 point kind of like the Hunter aggro deck? Is it Hunter aggro where you get as many little 1 and 2 point?
Yeah, 1 and 2
creatures
point
out there as possible.
1 and 2.
No, there's a Warlock. I've been playing the hand lock, which is trickier. I know. Mm-hmm. And then I tried playing one of those Jade Shaman.
Oh, yeah, people like those or that.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're really good, you can make that work.
Yeah, these are the see. This is the when we start getting into the space of Hearthstone where I go. Okay.
That's what my Twitch channel is going to be. Is Tom is really bad at Hearthstone.
I like it.
Just be invite people to come make fun of all the stupid decisions I make. I make right. stupid decisions playing Hearthstone that I recognize immediately. I'm like, oh wait, that was the wrong order for to play those cards.
Yeah, I think you right. should be. You should do a channel where you play it poorly, but every move you make, you have to do some sort of tech headline as you do it. So it'd be like, okay, I'm going to attack with my 2-1. And it looks like Microsoft has their earnings report out. And then just move on to the next one.
I was thinking about doing that. I actually did, when I was prepping for DTNS the other day, I was like, oh, I'll talk about what's coming up on the show while I play. So I can't do both those things at once. I'm already bad enough.
I was going to say, if your goal is to improve, maybe this is all a terrible idea. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I got back into Hearthstone and was really enjoying it because it was fun and the wild thing takes the pressure off. And then I hit this win 5 games with Warlock and Shaman, and it just ground me to a halt. Thank goodness the Frost Festival begins today. That'll distract me.
Yeah, anything to do with Frost will distract me today in my 102-degree weather. Well, all right. That's all well and good. Ace Detect on Twitter, of course. TheDailyTechNewsShow.com is the place to check out, and we will be there doing it live today at 2:30 Mountain Time. Tom Merritt, thank you so much, and have a fantastic day.
You guys, too.
Okay. See you, Tom. All right, Brian. It's up yes, to sir. Us to do this. Who gets to be Nicole in this scenario?
We'll be one and a half of each of us, okay. with the other half being Nicole.
Got it. Killed it.
So yeah. Mispronounce some of the names, but not all of them.
All right. I like it. Let's have you go first, because you always do. Oh, you know what? Okay. I didn't pull your clip up. I should do that.
Oh, you should totally do that.
Yeah, I should totally do that. I can do that. Brian and I are going to recommend some stuff. That's what we do in Recommentals on Wednesdays. Normally, Nicole's here to help us, but we pick stuff we've been watching, usually on streaming services, and then mm-hmm. make recommendations based on those. Here is your file. I'll just play it, and then...
Just play it. No setup. Yeah. This is just play it.
Zero setup. Here we go. I'm going to just click this. Okay.
In this world, there are good guys, and there are bad guys, and I will not... be bullied into submission.
You're reading the man's part.
Oh, God.
Would you like to start over?
Yes, I would.
I will not be bullied into submission.
Sorry to interrupt. Your wife is online, too?
I'm interested in
real parts. Got $83 in my bank account, and I don't know if I can pay my gas bill.
I have no idea.
Well, this is something brand new on Netflix, and it is so damn funny. It's called Glow.
Oh!
And it's a fictional account, you know, a comedy drama account of the creation of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling thing back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it is really, really good. They're half-hour episodes, so really easily digestible small chunks that you're just going to want to devour them more and more of. They're really, really good. Alison Brie is fantastic and plays kind of a very Alison Brie style role, where it's kind of like you get the impression that Alison Brie is like this actress in Hollywood just wants to be taken more seriously, but there aren't good parts without her having to play the, like the Annie Edisons and things like that. Although I loved her on Community.
Yeah. She was great on
that. This is funny. I even sent you a video of the actual Glow pilot.
Oh, right.
Which is going to have so much great content for sound clips.
Yeah, I'm going to totally find it. And this was from what year? How long ago was that? It was a long time ago, right?
Was Glow? Yeah, it was like in the 80s, maybe even late 70s, but early 80s. And Mark Maron is in this. Podcaster Mark Maron is in this. The blonde woman whose name is escaping me, who was on Nurse Jackie in the latter seasons as the brand new nurse at the hospital that Jackie worked at, that was really inept.
Mm. Oh, anyway, right. I know who you mean.
She's really good. No, anyway, great. It's absolutely worth watching and really, really good.
I will check it out. Glow. I mean, it's sitting there looking at me every time I log in, so I just need to watch the damn thing.
Wow, mid to late 80s and early 90s? Really? Was that, I guess so. Yeah, I guess it was.
Well, here's it says I have to watch this on YouTube. Hold on.
Betty Gilpin, that's the.
Betty Gilpin, that's it, yeah.
The blonde actress, yeah.
Here's the old one. Wow.
Wait a minute. Is it true? Can it be?
Jump to 4 minutes and 28 seconds. If that's the video that I linked you to.
It is. 4 minute 28?
Yes. Yeah. Right,
hold on. 4 minutes.
This is where they introduce all of the fighters.
Okay, here we go.
Something coming to them. She really gets me going. I'm going to tear her head off. We're going to kick their asses. Everyone has their own tactics, of course.
Tonight's matches feature the Royal Hawaiian and Spanish Red versus California Doll and Americana.
Throw her ass on the ground. Oh, she looks like a pineapple.
Oh my gosh, dude. I can't stand this. This is terrible.
It really is bad.
I'll have to go back and mess with that. That's pretty good. All right. You got me there.
anyway, I'll worth check it watching out. And worth comparing the show, the Netflix show, to this old footage because it is really, really funny.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to check it out. Here's my clip. I'm playing it straight from the video, so hopefully this volume's okay. But let's see if you can guess. I'm guessing you'll be able to because this is something you already have watched. Here you go.
I want to show you something. This Rembrandt here. People come from all over the world to see this.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
It's a fake.
We talk about it. It's impossible.
People believe what they want to believe. Because the guy who made this was so good that it's real to everybody. And who's the master? The painter or the forger?
All right.
Anyway. Wow, I'm drawing a blank on it. What is give me an actor. Who's the actor we're hearing?
So you got your Bradley Cooper
it's
there.
Christian Bale. Oh, okay, gotcha. Now I do know what it is.
Yeah, it's American Hustle. I finally watched
it. And American Hustle by David O. Russell.
David O. Russell's American Hustle. 2013 was it, I guess? Something like that.
I think so. Yeah, 2014, 2013?
I think it's 2013.
It was an Oscar nominee. It was an Oscar nominee in 2015, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. No, yeah. Wait. No, it wasn't the same year as Mad Max. I mean, nominee wise. I would listen.
The line in the sand has now been.
Yeah.
The mention of that year now allows you to like say, nope, this happened in a completely different year. I like that.
Yeah, definitely a line in the sand also because it's out in the desert. But anyway, that's the movie, and it's like a Scorsese movie in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
The way they narrate it, the kind of editing it uses, like it's very much that kind of thing, and I love that stuff. So it was about time I'd seen it. I really liked it. I thought Christian Bale was incredible. They're all incredible. Mm-hmm. Everybody in this cast is really good. And it's American Hustle. It's
Amy Adams. Released December December 13th, 2013. So released in 2013, but at the very end. So I kind of get half a point for 2014.
Well done. You know what's nice about it is that scene that I just played is not in the final cut of the film. So that's probably why you didn't recognize it right away.
Remember that Bradley Cooper was a cop. Bale was a forger, right?
Yep, he was an art forger. Just like con man general, but... One of the things he did was art, but they never actually had this gallery moment. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw the trailer after seeing the movie, I'm like, what the hell, man? That wasn't even in that thing. I know that happens, but it's just really good and has lots of interesting side characters and actors and people blowing my mind. I thought Louis C.K.'s character was really subtle and interesting. It's just got this frenetic 70s thing. The soundtrack's awesome.
Jeremy Renner. It's such a great cast.
Yeah, the cast is really good. Freaking Jennifer Lawrence is nuts in this thing. Mm-hmm. She makes me hate her in this. I hate her.
Yeah, she would not share her pot with you in this film.
Oh, no, dude, not at all. And what's her name is really good.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams is always good. Like, I don't know what she's some kind of weird alien. I don't know how she pulls off the stuff she does. Because she can at one moment be this smiley little innocent Disney-style character, and the next minute... be some, you know, horrible human being in some other movie, and then she can do this, which is like
sexually aggressive siren. Yeah, totally.
Very odd. Very odd and great. So anyway, David O. Russell's American Hustle. Worth your time. Not for the kids.
No.
There's no, like, nudity or anything, but there's a lot of cussing.
Mm-hmm.
And There's not even a lot of violence. Nobody dies.
No, just a lot of drug use. I think an exploding microwave.
Yep, that science oven, they called it.
Science oven. Yep. Right.
And I think my favorite thing was Robert De Niro. I think Robert De Niro showing up was my favorite thing, but me not recognizing him for like a good 5 minutes. Like he is so weirdly hidden in the face of that guy. It's crazy. So anyway, worth it. See it. It's good stuff. David O. Russell's American Hustle. Got a couple of emails. Actually, one email to read before we go.
Okay.
That came from Corey Centofonti.
Centofonti.
It's a great name. Says this. Hey, Scott. I enjoyed you and Brian's conversation about the farts and the smeller is the feller. Whoever smelt it, dealt it, and so on. I had to tell you that when we were growing up, I'm the ripe old age of 27, we used to have a comeback to those rhymes. You said the rhyme, you did the crime. So that's how it would be. If you said whoever smelt it, dealt it, they would reply with, you said the rhyme, you did the crime. Yep. Isn't that great?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it
makes just as much sense as the person who smells and announces the fart as the culprit.
That's what kids do, though. They come up with ways to never take accountability for anything.
Objection, Your Honor. He said the rhyme. He did the crime.
Yeah, I love the idea of like an actual... That's an SNL skit waiting to happen. Why isn't that happening?
It really is, yes.
It's really good. Thank you, Corey, for
Why did I bring up the previous case of Jackson versus the state of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
He smelt it, dealt it.
That's been standing for decades. Your Honor, I don't see how we can expect to change this. Your Honor, I object. Order in the court. I'm going to allow it.
Come on, Your Honor.
I implore you, Your Honor. All right. Let's get out of here. You can send those emails, by the way, if you have some like that, to themorningstream@gmail.com. You can visit us on the web at frogpants.com/TMS. Links to everything we do are there. Ways to contact us, all our community groups, and, of course, our Patreon are all linked there. frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, I'm ready to go, so you need to put your coat on and play a song.
I will do exactly that thing that you described there. Brian B. wrote in and said, hey, Scott and Brian, on Wednesday, July 19th, I'll be defending my dissertation to hopefully receive my PhD in material science and engineering. First off, and this is outside the email, hats off to you, man. This is any achievement like that is incredible and deserves the amount of respect that that we give you. It's been a long 5 years, but the end is finally here, and this is the final hurdle standing between me and my new job working as a research scientist for a biotech startup. I started listening to the show my first year of grad school, and you all have helped me maintain some semblance of sanity as I've dealt with the stresses of teaching, research, heartbreak, and various health issues. I'd love it if you guys help me get psyched for my defense by playing a cover of any Foo Fighters song or a cover performed by Foo Fighters. Mm. Love the show and wish me luck. Soon to be PhD, Brian B.
Well done, dude.
Yeah.
That is hardcore. PhDs are not easy.
No, 5 years. 5 years training. I could only handle two. Mm. Two. Mm. Anyway, I had to look back because whenever somebody requests something by Foo Fighters, I always try to play something we haven't played before. And I've looked back and we've played like 19 different songs of or by, you know, covering of or by the Foo Fighters. And you guys love your Foo Fighters. There's not that many covers out there. So we're starting to run low. If you're thinking about requesting a cover of the Foo Fighters or by the Foo Fighters, maybe think again. But anyway, I have one that we haven't played before. And it happens to be from a guy who was once in a band called the Eagles, but also had a nice solo career, originally by Joe Walsh. Here are the Foo Fighters covering Life of Illusion.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Scrutiny.